Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks. Due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
Russia and Syria being blamed for the situation in Aleppo because of their airstrikes. A Kremlin spokesperson says their goal is to eliminate the radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. At an ASEAN meeting he hosted in Hawaii, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter was asked what he thought about the comments by Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte saying that if Adolf Hitler could kill millions of Jews, then he could slaughter millions of drug users and drug dealers in his country.
That matter wasn't discussed at this particular meeting, but I can tell you that just speaking personally for myself, I find those comments deeply troubling.
Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News.